News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new report from the Restaurant Association of Ireland claims that restaurant closures since January of this year come at a cost to the Exchequer of almost 300 million euros. And Paul Trevaux, owner of Trevaux's Restaurant in Killarney, joins us. Paul, this is quite a clever report because it's taken the sort of the focus off, oh, this is terrible for restaurateurs and their businesses, and putting it, this is what it's costing the state. And I presume that's through lost tax revenue, lost VAT, statutory redundancies, that kind of thing. How bad is it for restaurateurs at the moment?
Ciara, how are you? Well, what the report should have led with the headline should have been failed government policies that Trevaux in Killarney has been warning about for the last 2 years will result in hundreds of closures of restaurants, which is exactly what's happened. This is a combination of what's gone on over the last 4 years and particularly the last 2 years. And how bad is it? It's an absolute bloodbath out there right now at the moment. Because if you think the 288 closures at the moment are bad, wait and see what's coming. Because in 2 weeks' time, we've got warehouse debt revenue obligations that need to be paid.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were holding on, hoping because Simon Harris, after taking his flag back, was coming, saving the small family-run restaurants and businesses throughout the length of... And by the way, this isn't just restaurants, just the restaurant lobby is very vocal. The restaurant has a very loud voice, particularly by myself on Twitter. But this is like retails, it's hairdressers, it's small family-run businesses. The length and breadth across Ireland are an absolute, what's the best word? Emergency mode would be the best way because there are more closures
why
coming.
Why so bad, Paul? Explain why. And I'm not doubting what you're saying. I'm simply asking, why is it as bad as you're saying?
Right. Well, we can waffle or we can tell the truth. And here's the truth. So 4 years ago, everybody was given a free pass through COVID when I was saying, stop giving free money to people. There's no such thing as a free dinner. This is all going to have to be paid back. That was the start of it. And now, in a nutshell, we have about 40% of our tourist accommodation given over to immigration, which is absolutely crucifying the high street. And nobody wants to hear it because it's going to point out a horrendously failed policy by a government that just brought in hundreds of thousands of people without any regard as to what that was going to cause to the knock-on effect of the high street. And it's absolutely crucifying.
I have to point out that they didn't bring them in. These people arrived and they had obligations. So it wasn't like they were hoping to get them to come.
When they got to Dublin Airport after showing their passport from Heathrow coming across, we brought them in by letting them in. So we can, as I said,
Park that a sec. Okay. But anyway, so the downstream economy from hospitality, from hotels, etc., is one of the issues. What are the others?
Well, obviously that's a major issue. But obviously the cost of doing business now at the moment, like VAT going back up again, was a serious kick. The minimum wage going back up again, and everyone goes, oh, you don't want to pay yourself. It's nothing to do with that. Like every business would pay 50 euro an hour if you don't mind paying 100 euro for your steak. So it's a simple knock-on effect. I'm laughing at people going, oh my God, it cost me 8 euro for this and it cost me 7 euro for this. Well, that's unfortunately the knock-on effect of what when wages go up. Add on to that employer's RSI that's gone up. Add on the cost of doing business that's gone up. Add on the fact that apparently we have an energy regulator in this country who's doing absolutely nothing. And the cost of heating and running your businesses is again through the roof. Now, that might be coming down at the moment.
So downstream economy hampered, increased cost of living. Is it as simple as that? Is this a post-pandemic thing? Are people going out less as well? Is there a decreased footfall?
Well, obviously, people's disposable income is also down because, you know, if my energy bills are going up, your energy bills are going up in your house as well. If my cost of buying in food is going up, then your cost of food is going up, which ultimately results in that, you know, your 200 euro a week that you might have had left over is now 50 euro a week. And then now everything's obviously gone up through the roof. So it's a combination of issues that have happened.
Well,
but the major point, Ciara, we can't leave without saying this. Ultimately, it is the government that has failed this country. That is the number one reason.
Paul Trevaux, owner of Trevaux's Restaurant in Killarney, thank you very much for joining News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.